Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, and to everyone at ADM Ministry, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the bottomless pit. On today, as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the thanks, giving him the glory and the honor, in the name of Jesus. See, it was God this morning that woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. Oh, yes, it was. It was his love, his grace, and his mercy that allowed us to be here one more time in the land of the living. And as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place. Amen. We give honor to our international partners. Amen. To our local state partners. Amen. And to our local partners on today. For God is a God of love, a God of life and mercy and grace on today. So let us come boldly before the throne of God this evening, thanking him for the ever protection that he shadows over us even right now. Lord God, we say thank you. Lord God, we say thank you. Have your way. As we enter into this corporate prayer with our own Mother Jackson, God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come and give in Jesus Christ the honor who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joel Jackson, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to everyone at ADM Ministry this afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your throne once more, God, just coming to your thrones of thanksgiving, God, just thanking you, God, for this day, God. We realize tomorrow is not promised to us, so we just thank you and give you all the glory on this day, God. Continue to shield and protect us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us lie in your peace as the storm passes by, God. Just knowing that you will take care of us. So we say thank you, God, for your shield of protection. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our babies once more, God. Continue, we lift them up to you, God. Continue to shield them and protect them in their going and their coming, even through the storm. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to take care of them, God. Feed them, put food on their table, dress them, shoes on their feet, God. In the name of Jesus, God, be that mind regulator for our babies, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you will raise them up in the way that they should be raised up, God. Being holy young women, God. Sanctified in your blood of the Lamb, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God. Although it might be storming outside, God, but we realize, God, the light that is in us, God, is constantly shining. It will never go out in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We lift up every man or woman of your service, God, today, God. Continue to let them stay on the wall. Don't let them come down in the name of Jesus. Continue to let them cry out your truth, God, from the east, south, north, and west, God. Let them cry, oh, God, oh, let them cry out so loud, God, that the nation will begin to shake and know that is you, God. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our family member once again, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God. Save them, deliver them, and set the captain free. God, we thank you, God. We lift up every sit and shedding person that it is, God. We ask you that you continue to heal their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, because we realize, God, we are already healed, God. Your word says so, God. We will believe your word, and God, we constantly standing on your word, God. So we say thank you today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you give your peoples everywhere traveling mercy to and for, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you on this day, God. You didn't have to breathe on us, but you did, God. So we'll say hallelujah anyhow, God. No matter what we're going through, no matter what the situation is, God, yet and still we'll praise you, God. that a praise constantly stay up on our lips, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up our mental institution, God, the foster homes today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to take care of them, shield them and protect them, God. Put them in good hands in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. God, we realize, God, it could have been one of us, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, let us begin to just cry out for everyone, God. Cry out on the nation, God. Cry out on our family members, the one that we don't know, God. Our spiritual family, God, our pastors and first lady, God, let us continue to pray a sincere prayer in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart and constantly renew the right spirit within us, God. Let us constantly love like you have loved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we ask that you touch minds today, God. Regulate the minds in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we can think of love, that we can think of you, God, that we can stay focused on you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God. Let us begin to praise you and magnify your name, God, everywhere that we go, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We give you all the praises and the glory and the honor, God, because it's all due to you, God. I know that you shall get the glory in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl, but only you will get the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. I lift up the Boche, the Mumford family once. See, God, the Boche, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you trust their family, God, and let them realize today, God, the Boche, that God is the healer, God. He is the made way, God. He is the deliverer in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, the Boche, God, just constantly trust and believe in God, and he will do what he has to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Whichever way he do it, God, the Boche, it is good. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. How we thank you today, God. We realize, God, that everybody needs prayer. Everybody needs a touch from you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue just to lay out, cry on the name of Jesus. Let's call the name of Jesus, out of God, and out of Oche. Nothing but the power in the name of Jesus today, God. Oh, God, let your people look around and see what shape, God. This world is in, out of Oche, and they should see if their eyes are open, God. If their eyes are not open, God, I pray, God, that you begin to take the blindness out of their eyes, that they may see. Out of Oche, what shape this world is in. I pray, God, today, they will see how to condo that you're coming back soon, God. I pray, God, that all of us have our house in order when you come back. So it's no excuse, God, oh God. Everybody know about you, Jesus. Everybody in Oche heard your word, God. So in Oche, it's no excuse no more. So it's time to make up your mind who you're going to serve today, God, and be serious about. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. If he did it for one, he'll do it for others. All you have to do is just call on the name of Jesus. Call on him like you want him. Call on him like you need him. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. He shall come to your rescue. In the name of Jesus, God. So we pray today, God. Let your perfect will be done, God, not our will, God. Begin to saturate the atmosphere, God. Shift out of our Shanna. Out of our Shanna, God. Yes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We know you're in the midst, God. Oh, Lord, God. Oh, we know when we're in your spirit, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, Lord, coming to our rescue, God. Every time we call the name of Jesus, we can sit down and talk to him. Tell him all about your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. He's the best friend that you can ever have. So I tell you today, if there's anything that you need, anything that you want to discuss or about Sunday, just call on the name of Jesus. Call on his name. Tell him all about your trouble. Tell him how to love Sunday, all about your situation. I guarantee he will be there for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. These things we ask this afternoon in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your perfect will be done, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 right now, Lord Jesus. Cast your way, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Give your hands of protection through
yes,
your
Lord.
Holy Spirit right
yes,
now, Lord,
Lord
God.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
Do it right now.
Yes,
we need
yes,
you,
Lord
God, to
in the
move
name of
in the atmosphere, Lord God.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Do it, oh God. Over your people, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Internationally, nationally, and
yes,
locally, Lord.
Lord
God. Let your wisdom, Lord God, through your
yes,
Holy Spirit,
yes,
encompass
yes.
everybody, Lord God, in this
yes,
storm area, Lord God. Do it right now. Your hedge of protection, God. We believe, Lord God, and we
yes,
receive, Lord God,
yes,
your hedge
Lord.
Of protection, your
yes,
grace
Lord.
And your mercy through
yes,
the power
God.
Of
the
your
name.
Holy Spirit.
Yes,
pour out
Lord.
Your anointing in
yes.
the atmosphere from
yes,
the north,
Lord.
Southeast, and the west. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
God, pour
Lord.
Out right now in this
yes,
anointed
yes,
glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Corporate prayer
yeah.
that our
yes.
mother just prayed. Only
yes.
you, Lord God, through
God.
Your Holy Spirit,
yes,
can
Lord.
Move
yes.
right now
yes.
and do right
yes.
now. Send
yes,
peace
Lord.
Right now. Calm
yes,
the atmosphere right
yes,
now.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. God,
yes,
do it right
Lord.
Now. For we
yes,
need
Lord.
You right now, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord
we need
Jesus.
Your Holy
yes,
Spirit
do,
to pour
yes,
out right now.
Yes,
His anointing
do,
of love.
Yes,
His anointing
Lord.
Of grace.
Yes, Lord
His
Jesus.
His anointing of mercy. Right now, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Have
in
your
the
way,
name
Lord
of
God.
Oh,
have
God.
Your way, that they both
stand. Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
glory,
Lord. Yes,
glory, hallelujah, that they both
stand. Yes, Lord.
Have
yes, Lord.
Your way. Right
yes,
now, Lord God.
God.
Protect
yes, Lord.
Your
in the
people,
name
Lord
of
God.
Jesus. Lord.
The devil is a lie. He's the
yes,
father of lies.
Yes,
and we call
is.
Him a lie. And
yes.
we put him on our feet
in
the
name
by
of
the
Jesus.
Blood
yes.
of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Let your anointing
yes.
move right now. Let your anointing
of.
Have
yes,
free course
Lord.
Right now. Let your
yes.
anointing, oh, glory be to God.
Jesus.
All glory.
Yes,
send forth. Send forth,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Mm,
peace,
yes,
Lord. Upon
yes,
this
Lord.
Name.
Mm,
upon your people.
Yes,
from the
Lord.
North, south, east,
hey,
and the
yes.
west. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Holy
yes,
Spirit of the living
Lord.
God. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
Right now.
Hey, thank
we
you,
praise
Jesus.
You right now.
Yes, we
right
do,
now,
Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
we give
yes,
everything
we do,
over to you, Lord
hey,
God.
Yes, yes, Lord Jesus.
You have
Jesus.
Full control.
Yes, you do,
as
Lord
we
Jesus.
We thank you
yes,
and we
Lord.
Bow down at your feet, Lord God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
So have your way right
yes,
now
Lord.
On today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
in
God.
Jesus' name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah today, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
God,
Lord. Mm, yes,
God,
we do, Lord. Yes, we
God,
do,
we
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
for your
Jesus.
Love. For your protection.
Lord.
For your grace.
Yes.
For
yes,
your mercy.
Lord. Yes,
Jesus,
God.
And do it.
In the name of
until
Jesus.
All
yes,
generations.
Lord.
Glory.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
My.
Yes, Lord.
Way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes, Lord.
We can't do nothing.
Nothing without
you. Lord God, without
you
holding.
Hallelujah.
Our
yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, under, oh
God. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Have
yes,
your way.
Lord. Yes, yes,
send
Lord.
Forth
yes, Lord.
And your knowledge,
in the name
Lord God.
Of Jesus.
In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Right
Jesus.
Now, today. Right
yes,
now, Lord.
Lord
God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord, oh, God.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
God, we
Lord.
Thank
God,
you.
God,
we
praise
you.
Hey, God, thank
God,
you, Lord.
We give
God,
you the
yes.
honor.
Thank
in
you,
all
yes, Lord. Yes,
of the
we do,
glory.
God. Yes,
belongs
Lord.
To you.
Hey, yes,
Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Yes,
move on
Lord.
Our mind.
Mm,
on
yes,
our heart.
Lord. Yes,
in
Lord
our thought
Jesus.
Process.
In the name of
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Lord God, in
Lord
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Yes,
let
Lord.
Let your Holy Spirit
yes,
have
Lord.
Its way.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
Surrender
mm,
everything
yes,
right now.
Yes, Lord. Please. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Mm, in the name of Jesus.
Peace. Be still.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Your people, Lord,
right
yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And
yes, Lord. Jesus.
And
amen. Thank you, Lord.
Of who you are.
Yes, Lord.
Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
thank you.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
God. Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
have
Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord
have
Jesus.
You
yes, Lord
on
Jesus.
Today.
Yes,
right now, Lord God.
In
the
name
of
Jesus. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Have
yes.
you.
Yes, Lord.
Have you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, praise God.
Yes.
We got to move on.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
We're going to turn it over to our own mother, Helen Walker.
Amen.
That she may come and break the
yes.
bread of life.
Amen.
With us around the table of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For such a time as this.
Amen.
We give it over to Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless.
God bless you. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. God bless you, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson. It just you all just set the pace, you know, as you're just jumping up and down. I just be hallelujahing and giving God the glory and the praise for all he has done in all of our lives, just about
yes,
mine.
Lord.
We all are walking miracles of God's
yes.
grace.
Amen.
He's so good to us.
Yes,
and
yes.
Lord, we give honor to God who is the head of my life.
Amen.
I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Lakeisha, Pastor Smith, Bobby Lex Smith,
yes.
all the mothers, the deacons, praise team, everything that it takes to make up the body of ADM Ministry.
Amen.
I just thank God for this day. And you know I'm praying for the people that are caught up down in Florida in the storm. I pray that no one will be hurt. I pray that the wind and the rain will cease. God, I'm asking you to protect the ones of us here, right here in Atlanta. I know how it feels, but, Lord, I'm not worried because you are our keeper and our comforter. You're everything that we need, but we surely do must use wisdom to stay ourselves safe. And I thank God for all of the listeners tonight. I send you peace, love, and blessing to our local listeners, international listeners, everyone under the sound of my voice. God bless you and peace. Well, I've had this message for about 2 weeks, but, you know, you have to get the mago and when it's time to say it. And so, of course, Apostle, I always preach my message before I can give my message. So does Sunita Ponton, Pastor Smith. But it's all good. You know, when they hit around the edges of what you're going to be talking about, you know it's God. You know
yes.
that it's we in tune with each other through the Holy Spirit. And tonight we're going to be talking about it. It's just an inside job.
All right.
And I'm going to be coming from John, the 14th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the 16th verse. And this is when he was telling his disciples, giving them the promise of the Holy Spirit. He said, 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that you may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but he know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. I'm going to drop down to the 26th verse. but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If he love me, he will rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And that's what we're going to be talking about. It's an inside job. What's on the inside of you? Is it the real Holy Spirit, or is it counterfeit? And we're going to be bringing some points to make you sit down and do a soul searching of what kind of Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost do you have. Do you remember when we were growing up, there were no cell phones, and we could sit down to dinner with the family enjoying each other's company, uninterrupted by technology? But we're a generation now that losing the art of communication and intimacy. It's also impacting the time that we spend alone with God. Although Jesus preceded high-tech age, he was in constant demand. The multitudes pursued him all hours of the day and the night. Nevertheless, the scripture tells us a great while before day, he would depart to a solitary place and pray. Jesus made time to be alone with his Father. And it requires spiritual discipline to be still and listen, to deliberately eliminate lies, noise, and racket. But if we practice it, we'll discover a satisfying fellowship with a resident called the Holy Spirit. Notice this is his society. He wanted his disciples to have peace, and his comfort them with assurance that they are never left alone, as we are never left alone. These are all the blessings that he wants us to share. How can you find this peace and comfort? Answer, it's an inside job, because the Holy Spirit lives in you. Jesus told his disciple, I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide in you forever. It may be Christianity's best kept secret that the Holy Spirit is available to and indwells in every true believer, providing everything we need to handle life's difficulties and opportunities. The Comforter was promised by his Son, sent by the Father. Today he is ours by faith. Embrace him. Amen. Do we do that? You can have three chances in life. You can give up, give in, or give it all you got. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort you in a time of trouble. He's a satisfier of our souls, a helper, a comforter, the giver of grace. Characteristics of the Holy, you use wisdom, understanding, having a fear of the Lord. You should always strive to study the Word of God with an understanding. If it takes all day to stay in one scripture, get a word, get an understanding of God's Word. Ask him for the Holy Spirit to indwell in you. Don't be nilly-willy guessing this is what he wants you to do. This is how I do it. This is how I want to do it. Do you know we are not our own? It tells you over in Corinthians about we he paid a price for us, and our body is a temple of the living God, and it belongs to him. So we have to govern ourselves accordingly. Now, back to what's on the inside of you. Do you still look back over the past, as Pastor was teaching on Sunday about the broken egg, about having looking back, thinking about the past issues, anger issues, wondering who like you or who dislike you, wondering if you're good enough? You're pretty on the outside, but your inside is tore up from the floor up. How do you act when you're out of the sight of your Christian brothers and sisters? Does the Holy Spirit dwell within you always? How do you speak to your children? How do you speak to your spouse? He just said that he will guide you in all truth. He said he would give you wisdom. He would give you the understanding of his word. So what's the problem? Do you fly off the handle at the drop of a hat? Can you take constructive criticism? Do you have anger issues? Do you act one way in the church and another way when you get home? Are you kicking the dog, stomping the cat, being rude to your husband, to your wife, to your children? What on the inside of you? If we're going to have a fully inside job, we got to go according to what God, how God wants us to live. Once you accept a promise by faith, you become God's temple. You can be at work, driving the kids to school, walking the dog, waiting for a biopsy results, or attending the funeral of a best friend, and you can go about your everyday life. God's Spirit is still living in you. So you can see why Jesus told his disciples it was good for him to leave and send the Holy Spirit. Whatever you do, don't let this lie same in truth. Get, you know, just fall up under your feet, fall on shallow ground. But really, if you just want to sum it up in a nutshell, the Holy Spirit have other characteristics that we be so merely talking about, and that's the fruit of the Spirit. Do you have joy? Do you have peace? Are you patient? Do you have long suffering? Are you, do you have kindness? Or you have goodness? Are you faithful? Gentle? Most of all, do you have self-control?
Yes.
This is one of the things that the Holy Spirit that indwells within you, it keeps you from saying things that you necessarily don't need to say. It makes you think before you speak. It makes you stay on your knees, on your face, in the chair, across the bed, however you reach God. It's there. It's not hard. Ask him for the Holy Spirit. He guides us in all truth. He never leaves us, and he never forsakes us. God help us through his indwelling spirit. He prays for us in groanings that we cannot express in word. What the Spirit is saying, the Spirit pleads for us in harmony with God's own will. That it means no matter how you feel when you pray, the Holy Spirit joins in prayer with you and for you, transforming your feeblest prayer into a powerful appeal to the Father. It's not how long you pray. It's what you pray and the sincerity. And sometimes you can't, you don't have to say anything. Just sit quietly, and he will hear the silent prayer of the heart. He guides you as you study the word of God and seek to understand it. He takes what Jesus wants you to know and reveal it to you. He opens your understanding about things that are still to come. No questions, good reference book, scripture-based resources, skilled Bible teachers can be helpful. But there is no substitute when it comes from hearing from the Holy Spirit for yourself. Listen carefully on what he wants to say to you. Take your mind off of it, whatever it is. Stop looking back over your past issues. Stop wasting time wondering, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? If you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you become a new creature. Old things pass away, and everything becomes new. You can't get it, whatever it is, off of your mind. If it's on your mind, you're going to speak it. So speak positive things. Ask the Holy Spirit for direction. If you fall short in any of these things, it's just between you and God. Fall on your face and say, God, what lack I yet? God, give me the real inside job. Give me the real Holy Spirit. Give me the indwelling spirit that keeps me from speaking, God. Keep me from saying profane words, Lord. Keep me from thinking things that I shouldn't think. God, the Holy Spirit will help you to be everything that God wants you to be. But what do? We have too much noise, too much racket. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes turning the TV off. Cut your phone down and just get between you and God and say, God, I have some rough edges. I have some things that I need to work out. And I know only you can teach me. I ask you to give me that indwelling power. And that's the Holy Spirit. What's on the inside of you, my brothers and my sisters? Check yourself. Look in the Word of God and see what it say about the Comforter. He said he would never leave us or forsake us. If you're falling short in any of these things, the Word of God says, trust in him in all his ways. Acknowledge him in all his ways. Lean not to your own understanding and acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Bless the Lord at all times. Let a praise be continually in your mouth. The devil is out to destroy us. He know his time is not long. And he don't want you to use the power that God gave us when we became saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. So we don't have to depend on man to tell us what to do. Just get in that quiet place and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, protect me. Lord, guide me. God, guide my speech. Help me to keep my joy. Help me to keep my peace. Help me to have long suffering, Lord. Help me to have self-control. I find that a lot of saints just walk around with counterfeit inside jobs. What we call the Holy Ghost is holy no, because we speak the wrong things. We do the wrong things. We have evil thoughts besides our sisters and brothers. Do we know how to treat each other right? Do we know how to treat our husbands and our wives? What comes out of your mouth? If it's vile language, if it's accusing, if it's something that's not godly coming out of your mouth, you need to go back and work on that inside job. And that's the Holy Spirit. Father, I just thank you for how you have lifted and kept me down through the years. And I know it was nothing that I did so good, but it was that indwelling power of the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, I thank you. And I hope that some words I said have encouraged somebody on this day. And remember, keep God is your GPS. And what that means is God's power and strength. He gave it to us, the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. He gave it to us. So stand on it. Keep it. Don't keep on being that broken egg that Pastor was talking about. Don't keep on looking pretty on the outside, but you tore up on the inside with ugliness, selfishness, no joy, no peace. That's not the Holy Ghost, people. Check yourself. As I check myself on a daily basis, when you feel those things creeping up on you, get in the Word of God. It's all everything from the Genesis to Revelation. It's something in there to comfort you. God inspired men to write this Word of God, and every word is true. He's a God that don't lie. He will bless you. He will comfort you. But we got a charge to keep. We got to have the fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, and most of all, self-control. And I'm going to leave this little nugget with you. Today will never come again. Be a blessing. Be a friend. Encourage someone. Take time to care. Let your word heal and not wound. And don't forget to use your GPS, and that's God's power and strength, better known as the indwelling Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. God bless you, and amen. And I love you in the Lord.
Amen, Mother. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Inside job.
Amen.
GPS. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you take that to heart? Amen. Can you chew on that and digest that and retain that? Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, over in Luke 11, it talks about asking God for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Go over there and read it for yourself. Luke, starting at the 9th, going to around about the 13th. Amen. And you can also read Acts 1 and 8, 2 and 4, and his other scriptures. But the Holy Spirit, what the mother was talking about, amen, praise God, it's the nucleus, it's the glue that keeps us in the will of God and the want to do right. Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. So come on back tomorrow, praise God. But today, make sure that you're praying for the people in these affected areas, amen, of this storm. Pray for your family, your friends, your associates. Pray for everybody that God's will and protection will be done in our lives on today. Use your GPS, amen, that the Lord has provided for you. And he will fill you with his Holy Spirit. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We'll have our own Deacon Joe Jackson. We'll come and break the bread of life. Until then, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Praise God.
Amen.
God bless
you.
Let God have his way on today. Good night.
Good night.